This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn 515 and 3 quarters, up 8. July corn 521 and a half, up 7 and 3 quarters. September corn 516 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. May soybeans 1524, up 15 and 3 quarters. July soybeans 1517 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. August soybeans 1443, up 16 and a half. May wheat 708, up 7 and 3 quarters. July wheat 716 and a half, up 8. September wheat 724, up 7 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Tuesday afternoon. Corn drew strength from the slow progress in planting, and tight supplies of soybeans was a spur to the values. Wheat in the plains is under stress from dryness and cold temperatures, which is pushing wheat values higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 13 cents higher at 491 to 516. Soybean bids were 11 to 19 cents higher at 1489 to 1523. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 9 cents higher at 483 to 514. Soybean bids were 16 cents higher at 1516 to 1529. Now in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 8 cents higher at $5 to 534. Soybeans 21 cents higher at 1511 to 1541, and wheat bids were 5 to 8 cents higher at 685 to 716. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 16 to 18 cents higher at 1539 to 1569. The base is steady to two higher at 15 to 45 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 518.20 to 534.20 per ton, and that was $6.40 higher, with the basis 27 to 43 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 13 to 20 cents higher at 526 to 538, and the Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 8 cents higher, 521 to 525, with the basis steady at 5 to 9 over the May. Soybeans ended 16 to 17 cents higher at 1524 to 1533, with the basis steady to 1 higher at option to 9 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 10 to 11 cents higher at 692 to 695. The base is 2 to 13 higher at 22 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents higher at 546 to 548. These elevators raised their soybean prices 16 cents with quotations of 1544 to 1558. Soft wheat closed 8 to 9 cents higher at 738 to 744, and Milo ended the day 8 cents higher at 536 to 541. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 471 to 487. Soybeans 1193 to 1229, and in the central part of the state, corn was 472 to 492, and soybeans were 1215 to 1231. Now in the southern part of the state, corn was 479 to 493, and soybeans were 1214 to 1245, and soft wheat was 677 to 703. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $145.50, up 10 cents. June live cattle, 137.02, up 20 cents. August live cattle, 136.12, no change. May feeder cattle, 180.57, down 52 cents. August feeder cattle, 186.55, up 20 cents. September feeder cattle, 187.05, up 25 cents. May lean hogs, 120.27, down 70 cents. June lean hogs, 125.27, up $1.05. July lean hogs, 124.22, up $1.47. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.26 lower in the range of $106 to $108.11, with a weighted average carcass price of $107.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 78 to 90, 4 to 5 weights 84 to 92, 5 to 6 weights 86 to 94, and 6 weights and up 88 to 98. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 75 to 81. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,342, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 354 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $115.07, and that was $3.34 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $234.36, that was $1.19 higher, with select carcasses at $220.42, and that was $1.15 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was 415,000. That compared to 411,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. Now on to Arthur's Ale Barn weekly hay auction report. They had receipts of 646 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality large squares, 82 to 100. Good quality large squares, 67. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $6 up to $12.50. And good quality orchard grass, small squares, $4 to $6 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2.25 to $3.75. And the large rounds were 24 to 30. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April and May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.21. April and May corn delivered to Scottville, $5.12. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.24. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $15.13. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.08. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.21, corn at Scottville is $5.12, beans at Greenfield are $15.24, beans at Scottville are $15.13, and wheat at Scottville is $7.08. Thank you. The Illinois Nutrient Research and Education Council, or NREC, has released the 2013 NREC Annual Report, which summarizes the nutrient research and outreach efforts by the NREC in the calendar year 2013, the first year of the program's existence. The program utilizes funds from 75 cent per ton assessment on bulk fertilizer sold in Illinois, and the 13-member NREC Council solicits, reviews, and funds projects that fulfill the mission of the NREC. As outlined in the 2013 annual report, the NREC allocated over $1 million towards 7 projects that address nutrient utilization, water quality, and educational needs regarding fertilizer use. In 2014, the NREC is investing $2.5 million in additional nutrient research and outreach projects, many of which specifically to address the critical need to reduce nutrient losses from the agricultural sector. An outline of the 2014 projects is available on their website, www.illinoisnrec.org. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for a more detailed look at the crop reports and what we're expecting to see in the markets this week. As can be expected with the planting season, weather is a huge factor right now.
Well, as we go through this week, the grain markets are kind of in a transition period. As we start with the corn market, we are continuing to see firmer prices based on planting delays. Overall, the crop progress report from USDA showed that we saw a little less planting than what was anticipated, 19% of the crop planted as of Sunday. The trade was looking for 21%. The five-year average is 28%. Not a lot is going to get planted this week. We're going to have some showers returning to the Midwest as we go into the first of next week as well. It's still that end of April, first of May time period, so there is time. So those gains are limited yet at this point, but it is providing underlying support for the market. Soybeans are going into the delivery period for the May contract with very, very tight supplies, and that could create a little bit of fireworks for the May contract in particular as we go into that stretch. As the market tries to get a handle on just what those supplies are. With wheat, we're seeing a little bit of an easing back of the tensions in Ukraine, but traders in the hard red winter wheat and hard red spring wheat contracts in Kansas City, Minneapolis are keeping a close eye on the industry tour of the hard red winter wheat belt going on this week. If the hard red winter wheat crop is short, obviously that's supportive for Kansas City, but it also means market needs to buy more acres in Minneapolis of the spring wheat variety. So a lot going on this week, kind of a transition period for the markets.
And around my area, we had a lot of harsh weather yesterday, tornado conditions, some really hard pounding rains. How is that going to affect the seed that some farmers were able to get out and plant?
Those hard rains are never good for a crop, particularly if it was just planted within a day or two prior. A lot of erosion, crusting of the soils, and a lot of times it results in replanting. Our hearts go out to those who have been affected by the tornadoes. Obviously, sounds like we're going to have another rough day in the south today. The storm system has brought heavy rains to many areas of the Midwest and to the south, and particularly to the southern Midwest. We've seen some heavy rains in some cornfields, not the type of thing you like to see. So I anticipate we're going to be seeing some replanting once this moves through.
There are some farmers who've already completed corn planting and moved on to soybeans.
There have been some soybeans planted over the last week. I've heard from some farmers who have finished their corn planting and started soybean planting. Obviously, that's primarily in the southern Midwest versus for the north, where they're just getting started with the corn at this point. Ironically, Illinois has made rapid pace over the past week and is basically back on schedule for its corn planting, but there's a vast difference between southern Illinois and northern Illinois. Pretty much south of Interstate 80 is where we've seen the bulk of the progress to this point.
We have seen a lot of progress, but is this weather going to back things up and kind of start putting farmers behind, or do you think we're well enough on schedule that it won't really delay things too much?
Well, the expectation is that it is going to put us behind. Next week's numbers on Monday from USDA should show that the deficit or the delays have increased significantly. That's not a problem if the weather opens up beyond that point. But if it continues to show the two-week outlook is for continued rain and limited opportunities to get in the field, that's when the trade will likely start taking notice.
Well, hopefully we won't have a repeat of last year's extremely wet spring, and hopefully farmers can get out in the fields, replant what needs to be replanted, and continue planting what needs to be planted.
And ironically, there's a lot of comparisons to last year's traders. Talk about it. We started off very similar to last year, and then last week we made much more progress than what we did during the same week the previous year. Last year was extremes of what we would consider in the way of planting delays, pushing a lot of the corn planting into the month of June. But traders will point out that even that, despite the drought in portions of the central and western Midwest, it was still a pretty good-sized crop. And that's why traders are really reluctant to buy too much into the planting delay story yet until we get deeper into May.
And shifting over to wheat here, I'm looking at the Illinois breakdown of how the wheat is doing. It says like 2% very poor, 6% poor, 30% fair, 48% good, and 14% excellent. Are those all right breakdowns right now? Are you expecting to see those drop as we're able to get out and really evaluate the crop?
Well, I think the soft red winter wheat crop looks pretty good. Obviously, we've had a lot of hail in some places of late, and that's locally a problem. But overall, the soft red winter wheat crop is in pretty decent position for this time of year. So from a Chicago standpoint, that's why we're seeing it trade at such a deficit discount, I should say, basically about 80 cents right now to the Kansas City market, because it's in the Kansas City traded hard red winter wheat crop where we see all the problems. We're seeing the industry tour move across the plains today. They started off early this morning going through some of the areas where they're seeing basically the best wheat they're going to see this week. The wheat is very small, so they're simply counting tillers and assuming normal head size, which I think is going to be questionable in some of it, but they're getting some yield estimates of 50 to 60 bushels per acre. But that's rapidly going to change as they head west today and fan out across areas to the south and west and into Oklahoma and Texas as well. I think that we're going to see those drop considerably. So we have a tale of two crops, a hard red winter, which is doing pretty poorly for the most part, in the soft red winter wheat crop, which is, I would say, a fairly normal or typical crop for this time of year. Maybe delayed, but fairly normal in yield potential.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.